We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Introducing now, Allison Gamber is the executive director of Dove Center for Grieving Children. First of all, Allison, explain to us exactly what is the Cove Center. You're kind of new to me.
Oh, well, thank you for having me on this morning.
You're welcome.
The Cove Center for Grieving Children has been providing free grief resources and support systems for grieving children across Connecticut for the past 25 years, believe it or not.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Yeah, we've been around for a long time, and a lot of people have your same reaction. They don't know about us. They haven't heard about us. So that's why we're here, to try and educate people and get them some support that they need.
I feel kind of stupid. I mean,
feel stupid. That means you haven't had to use our resources, which is, it's unfortunate for the people that need it, but we are here for them should they need it.
Okay, so what do I need to see you for? Because, you know, I'm thinking of the obvious things. You lose a parent, maybe a sibling, things like that. But are there other things that would trigger a visit to Cove?
Well, certainly if there is a parent that has died or a sibling that has died, those are our two main reasons people come to us. However, if it's any significant caregiver in the child's life, so we're really focused on the grief of the child. So let's say we have a grandparent that takes care of the child every day after school, and then that grandparent dies. That would be a significant caregiver in that child's life. So we would certainly be able to support that child. We have a couple of different programs that have different criteria for people to fall into to be able to provide that support.
Allison, you know, it seems to me, of course, obviously it's going to have to be different for each kid. And it is children, right? That's, you deal with children, but do you deal with their families as well?
Absolutely. So it is a family program. The main program that we offer is called our family program. It's a 20-week program that runs September through June. And that's where the family comes together, essentially to learn how to process their grief. How is the child processing their grief? And we give them outlets to be able to talk about their grief, handle their grief, and process their grief in healthy ways so that it doesn't turn into negative behaviors as they get older.
Well, that's really tough. Sorry, somebody has to be in that situation, but I guess it's more common than one might think, Allison.
It absolutely is. There's a staggering number of children that are grieving, and even more so now with COVID, the deaths around COVID. We've actually expanded our programs, not just from the family program, but to this new program called Caring Connection.
Yes.
And that's a program where people can call or email our office, and we will connect them to our social worker who will assess them and provide them with services. It may not even be COVID services. Certainly, we want to be able to get them into our programs, but if it's not appropriate for whatever reason, we can guide them into other services that may be more appropriate for them.
The American Academy of Pediatrics, I think yesterday, released a report saying, you know, we think kids ought to be going back to school. Sure, there are health issues to think about, but with the proper precautions, it's probably good. And one thing one of the reasons they give is, you know, for a kid, you've lost, you know, in your short life, you've lost just most of your friends, everything. I mean, you're totally isolated. That's got to be tough.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we've actually received some calls about that, too. You know, grief is not just always about death. It's about the loss of your daily routine, seeing your friends for children. For some of us, going to work every day, that routine, the things that you're used to and that you love, you can't do right now. So, and then for a lot of our families, they're grieving the death of, you know, a parent or that spouse, and they're trying to manage the whole situation, educating from home, working from home, and, you know, completely uprooting your life. So people are grieving now for a variety of reasons, and we've certainly provided some supports in that area, too.
Allison, before we move on, where are your locations, by the way? Where is the Cove Center?
So our main office is in Meriden, and then we have 7 sites across the state where we actually provide our services. Obviously, everything went online now, but when we're up and running, we provide services in Stonington, West Hartford, East Hartford, Guilford, Meriden, New Haven, and Easton. And you don't have to live in those towns to be able to access our services. We have people coming from all different towns. It just matters. It's just where's closest to you? What center is closest to you?
This is really interesting. And by the way, if you want to know more about them, what is it? It's Cove CT. Duh. Cove, I need to have a video conference with you guys. CoveCT.org, and you can find out more about them. All right. So what are some of the other, I mean, basically, your core mission is to help young people deal with grief. But I think, as you made clear, usually the whole family can play a role in this, right?
Oh, absolutely. So part of our 20-week program, the parents are actually receiving education while the children are separated from them, and they're in their own groups to be able to get their own time with trained volunteers where they can do art therapy projects, and they are learning how to process their grief. So we do a lot of things that are tactile with art, and this way here it gets the children to be able to talk and understand their feelings. Jeez. While our facilitators are helping guide them through a conversation that gets them to talk about their feelings. And this way here they're learning how to remember their loved one that has died. They're learning how to feel sad, and that's okay. Children grieve. We don't always look at it the same way as an adult will grieve.
Yeah. They bounce back. Don't worry, yeah.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, that's what people will always say. You know, they're resilient. They'll bounce back. They'll be fine. Time will heal all.
No.
And that's not true at all. We know that. And that's why our program is so important.
If I wanted to be a volunteer, first of all, what skills do I need? Do I need to have a degree in education? Do I need to have a degree in psychology? What exactly do you need for volunteers?
We need people who have a love of helping children and an open and warm heart. And we actually train everybody on the rest of the skills that they need. Certainly, if you're, you know, have a psychology background or a social work background, if a social worker's students that are going to school are looking, you know, for some hours and some experience, we've had a number of social work students come through and volunteer to get some experience in grief work, and that's wonderful. But honestly, really, you just need to have a love to help children.
Allison, when do you think you'll get back to the on-site visits?
We are really hoping for sometime in September, like we traditionally would start our program. Of course, you know, we'll be providing all the correct guidelines and procedures and policies that the state has put forth to us. But we know that these families really want to get together. They miss each other. You know, they have been doing their program over Zoom.
No.
And, of course, it's wonderful to be able to, talk, but they really just want to get back to see each other like everybody else.
So it sounds to me as if it's kind of a group help thing. So, in other words, you go through these courses, you make some friends, and then when you got a question, you can call one of your pals.
Oh, absolutely. You can call your social worker who runs the program also. So each site has a licensed social worker that facilitates the program. Then we have the volunteers to support the social worker, and that's really important. So, yes, they make connections. The kids get to see another child that's grieving. You know, you always feel so
alone.
Isolated, and
you're
this
not
helps
the
them
one.
Not feel that.
All right. And by the way, just because it always comes down to this, is this covered by insurance?
Oh, my gosh, no. No, it doesn't need to be because our services are all free.
Ah! Well, that's even better.
Yep, absolutely.
That's the icing on the cake. You just won.
Yeah.
All right, so if you guys would like to volunteer or if you'd like more information, go to CoveCT, that's one, CoveCT.org. Good talking to you, Allison. I'm glad we finally got around to meeting.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you. Could be a useful thing because, I mean, sometimes I think, you know, especially if you're going back to school eventually, please, maybe in this lifetime, maybe by the time you're 18, you kind of think about this and, you know, you may feel like you're alone, like there's something different about you. And no, not necessarily. It's just, you know, I hate to use this phrase. We're all in this together. Because it's now a cliche. It's a Hallmark card, but nevertheless.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.